My name is Nina DeVoe. I'm with the Delaware Commission for Women. That is within the Department of State in Delaware.
What is the mission of the Commission for Women?
Leadership, advocacy, and resources. We attempt to provide those three qualities to state government and act as a liaison between Delaware women of all ages and from all different backgrounds with state government.
What's the history behind the commission?
Oh, okay. Well, the history is probably one of the most exciting parts to me, in that it came about through Eleanor Roosevelt, who is one of my favorites and historical women and women advocates. President Kennedy at the time, JFK, realized that there was a problem throughout the country with hearing from women and women's input and that sort of thing. And Eleanor Roosevelt was the lead person speaking out on behalf of women and families and children. And so he established a commission on the status of women, and she and a group of other very prominent people organized to form a national mandate for commissions throughout each and every state. And so states were established commissions for women or office on the status of women, all based on that work, that early work in the 60s.
And do you ever counsel women individually?
Yes, I do on occasion. I don't call it counseling because you think of a professional social worker or counselor to do that kind of work. I think I am particularly good at sharing the resources available to women in Delaware and helping to connect them to the right paths. And on occasion when they're not available, helping them to calm down and see what they might be able to do to be advocates on their own behalf to help solve some of their problems.
Mm-hmm. And how has that work evolved, and what are some of the emerging issues that you've seen lately?
Well, there's so many in all of the categories that we cover. The recognition that economically, that when women are not paid well, the family suffer, the community suffer, the state suffers, you know, the nation suffers. On health, women have traditionally been the caregivers for health issues, but have not taken care of their own. And over the years, it's been discovered that many health concerns have been conducted with clinical trials with men, for example, and not women. So now clinical trials are done with women and men, and we're making some progress in that area. Domestic violence, I must admit, the violence against women, this used to be a topic that was really behind closed doors and hush-hush and caused many, many problems. Well, today we are addressing those issues. It's very important. We've learned that it's a cyclical problem in families and needs to be addressed. Not just in talking to women about getting away, but in changing the attitudes of a society that accepts such a tremendous behavior. We also found that women weren't getting recognition for the work and the contributions they made. So the Commission for Women and other organizations nationwide have established methods of recognizing the contributions of women.
So tell me about the Hall of Fame of Delaware Women and how that came about.
Okay. Oh, that came about years ago. It was before my time, when the women who started the first commission, which was a commission on the status of women in Delaware, realized that women were just not getting any recognition for the work they had done and were not being put in the history books. It wasn't being taught in school, and yet there were teachers, you know, women teachers were doing some great work for educating our public. So they decided to annually recognize women who had made contributions to the state of Delaware or nationally or internationally, and so that people could understand, you know, who's doing some of this work. Even in the workplace, women weren't getting recognition for the work they were doing. So the Hall of Fame of Delaware Women went back and said, we're going to even look at women who have passed on, and we're going to go back many years, you know, to the beginning of Delaware, perhaps even. So, for example, we honored a woman who owned a tavern where some of the legislation was signed. It was back then the taverns were restaurants and stops for important people, and many important people back in the day would stop there and talk politics. Well, her husband died. She took over, and she was an entrepreneur early on, an innkeeper, if you will, and she provided food and resources, and I'm sure heard a lot of very interesting conversations that now have led us to where we are today. And sometimes the trends affect who's elected. For example, we are